Local Matters. This is Margaret Williams, news editor. I'm joined by our staff reporter, Jake Frankel, who's had an opportunity to delve in a little bit of local politics. Tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, Jake.
Yeah, well, the Buncombe County Republican Party just had their convention, and they elected a new chairman. Chad Nesbitt has served in that position for about a year, and Henry Mitchell was just elected to take over. It was a very close election between him and Chris Eck. He ended up squeaking by with 62 votes versus 51 for Chris Eck. And I have spoken with Henry Mitchell since then, and he acknowledged that the party is really splintered now, as he put it. And he said his step number one will be to unite the party. And he's also mentioned trying to reach out to members of the party's old guard that he said have kind of been alienated over the last several years. He wants to kind of bring them back into the fold. Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing that came up between the candidates was Chris Eck had gone out of his way to say that he really wanted to steer away from some of what can be more divisive social issues in an attempt to reach more conservative Democrats and independents in the county, which of course far outnumber Republicans. Whereas as far as Henry Mitchell, said more along the lines of that he's not gonna necessarily put social issues into the forefront, but he's also not gonna back down from speaking out about them when he feels there's a need.
Let's backtrack just a little bit. I mean, we're kind of wonky folks, but what does a chair of a local party do? What is their primary purpose?
Well, a big part of it, the main thing that, it depends on the party chair, of course. What Henry Mitchell is saying his focus is going to be is getting the Republican candidates in this county elected, number one. A lot goes into that, raising money for one, mobilizing volunteers that will go out there and make calls and knock on doors and go to polling stations on behalf of the candidates. He's there for support. He's there as kind of a figurehead, as a spokesperson for the county, and he's trying to inspire other people to get involved. Again, it really all comes down to getting his folks elected.
Getting his votes, getting the Republicans elected?
Republican candidates in Buncombe County, sure.
And the now previous Buncombe chair had a creative approach to that. Chad Nesbitt had a few creative approaches to getting the vote out.
He did. He generated a lot of controversy in his year of service. He attempted a lot of unprecedented things, oftentimes to raise money. He attempted a rappelling fundraiser that literally involved rappelling off a fire tower on September 11th last year. He also staged the first ever telethon by the Republican Party, neither of which really generated much money at all. He also ended up doing a lot of just kind of publicity stunt kind of things to try to, what he said, it was getting attention to the party. He said it was positive attention. Of course, Democrats and other critics said it was negative attention. One example that comes to mind is when he went out to this early voting rally last year with his street sweeper truck and drove back and forth outside of there honking his horn and saying the Republicans needed to sweep the Democrats out of power. Henry Mitchell is saying that he really likes Chad Nesbitt, he respects him, but that he's going to be a little bit more of a behind-the-scenes figure. Although he did point out that he's not going to be afraid to speak out when he feels
and
he needs to.
What's Mitchell's background? What does he do here in Buncombe County?
Well, he was born and raised in Buncombe County. He attended and graduated from Reynolds High School. He spent some time in Charlotte working in horticulture, actually. And then in about, I think he said 1990, he moved back to Asheville. He lives now in Oakley. He's the president of the Oakley Neighborhood Association. He said that he got involved with that actually as part of a drive to try to get more sidewalks in the area. That's an issue he feels strongly about. And he's been working as a substitute teacher at Reynolds High School for the last 10 years. He ran for the Buncombe County School Board last year And he lost that election, but he said that certain members of the executive committee of the party were really impressed with his campaign, and that's why they asked him if he'd be interested in chairing the party, which, of course, now he's going to do.
Well, now he is. Did he comment on some recent interesting things that have happened, like State Representative Tim Moffitt, recommending that elections for county commissioners become district elections?
Yeah, Mitchell came out strongly in favor of that proposal. He also mentioned that he really wishes the school board elections would go that route as well. And another thing coming up he spoke out about was this proposal to levy a quarter cent sales tax increase on Buncombe County voters, which would go to AB Tech's capital improvement fund. He said that he strongly disapproves of that. While he loves AB Tech, that taxpayers already support AB Tech, and he doesn't think they should be providing them any more tax money.
And that comes up for a vote later this year?
Later this year, as well as the city council election, which is technically a nonpartisan election, but he did say that the Republican Party is going to be looking for good candidates to recruit to run for that office, although he did acknowledge that that would be a pretty tough election for Republicans because they're so outnumbered in the city limit.
And what else about Mitchell in your little talk with him that caught your attention?
Well, he also put a real focus, you know, on reaching out to a younger generation. He works in the schools, and he said one of his biggest goals is going to be to reach out to younger folks. He mentioned that the Young Republicans Club kind of dissolved a few years ago. He's going to try to reinstate that. He wants to kind of have some non-traditional kind of social gatherings, such as getting group togethers at the tourist baseball games and Wild Wings. He also mentioned that he really wants to put some effort into reaching out to the local African American community. He pointed out at the convention that there were very little minorities in attendance, and he said, look, this is a problem. The future of the party is younger folks and is expanding the party to new people, and he wants it to be an inclusive party, and he said he's going to be going around to local African American groups and letting them know the party is there and is welcoming to them.
Well, that'd be interesting to see how that unfolds. So this is in some ways an off election year, so there's imagine some groundwork to be done. It'd be interesting to see what he chooses as some fundraising efforts.
Yeah, and one difference too between him and the last couple chairs is he said he's really committed to fulfilling the full 2 years of his term, where as far as Chad Nesbitt left after only 1 year, and Mitchell pointed out that these things take time, and it's going to take a couple of years really to get some of these initiatives going as he wants them.
And there's also upcoming election, the Democrats are going to pick a new local chair.
They sure are. That's coming up in just a couple weeks. And they only have one declared candidate right now, Lindsay Simmerly, who is working as a paid staffer for Heath Shuler, Heath Shuler's campaign. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see if anyone else steps up between now and then to challenge her, or if she will win by default.
Well, Cecil Bothwell, City Council Member Cecil Bothwell, stepped up, said he was going to run, and then decided he actually would run for Congress against Representative Shuler.
Yep, he sure did. That's going to be a really interesting race.
Mm-hmm. And that will be next year. That's 2012, so we'll stay tuned for that. Well, Jake, keep us up to date on other developments.
Sure thing. Mm-hmm.